could. Sometimes it could just be different Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Tell me about your LA travels.
No. We are first getting into your night of debauchery.
Oh, yes. I had a wild night on Friday.
Let's hear it.
So a couple of my friends, we wanted to go out, and there was this underlying kind of trying to set people up. And that's, I feel like, our pitfall right there. Like, it's never good when you're going in with a mission, you know?
Wait, setting them up with people in the wild and just, like, being a wing woman or in the group?
In the group. And so, you know, from our girl perspective, we knew that that's was the plan. But from the boy perspective, they had no idea. So anytime the guy would even remotely talk to a female out in the wild, we all were like so mean to him, which is not fair because again, he had no idea. Like it's not like he went into this night saying like, I'm interested in her. Like, and then he started to like talk to other girls. Like, no, like he had no idea. So we had set ourselves up for failure from the beginning, but it was extremely fun. It was, yeah, like a good girl gang guy group. We're all going out. And we just had a good time, but there's this place, it's called the Bunker, and it's exactly as it sounds. Like, it is underground and
doomsday.
Our joke always is that like nothing good ever happens in the bunker. And as we were going down into the bunker, a man was being like carried out to, you know, like escorted out by security. And so all the signs were telling us like, you should not go down here, but we ignored them all, as drunk people do.
Why do you think, context clues, this guy got thrown out?
He was being carried by security and I think his girlfriend is who I'm assuming was like next to him, clearly like looked perfectly sober and fine, and just was like had the like most pissed off face, like just like dead staring and just like following. We were like, good luck.
You fucking embarrassed me tonight.
Yeah. His name probably was Tony. That's a good call.
It gave Northern. I just kind of went for it.
Yeah. No, that's a good name for up here, for people up here. He definitely had chains, you know, that's all the Northern boys do. And like, so much so at one point, like, Max had texted me, like, don't come over here, because, like, he knew I would be mad if I saw my guy friend talking to girls, even though, again, this is not his fault. He had no idea that we had the secret plan in the back of my mind. So Max tried to warn me, and I didn't listen. Well, I was like, who? Like, it was just stupid. I didn't know who he was talking about. And so, anyway, the bunker was fine. It was just funny. There was some miscommunication at some point. We still haven't really gotten to the bottom of, like, what exactly the order of events happened. But I noticed this man had multiple sweaters on. Like, he was wearing a sweater. He had one tied around his, like, sideways on his body. He had one tied around his waist and he was holding one. So it's a lot of sweaters.
What?
An abnormal amount of sweaters, correct?
That's like the scene from Friends where Joey's like wore all the layers. That's what that reminds me of.
So I said to him, like, I initiated a conversation because I was intrigued, and I said to him,
yeah,
why do you have so many sweaters on? And from my point of view, Max, all I hear Max say is, that's my wife. And I was like, we were just having a normal conversation, sir. But he, from his point of view, the next day I heard, he wasn't saying it because like he thought we were flirting or anything. He's like, I don't care about that. He had gotten another mad guy mad at him. And so he was using that as like a scapegoat to like get them off of him or something. It doesn't make any sense. I know. But
so then I was like, what do we mean?
Exactly. There's no logic to it. And so I'm like, well, I wanted to find out why he had so many sweaters on. I never got the answer to that. And so then I was mad at Max and I was like, okay, I'm going home. And so I got an Uber and I went home.
He said, if I can't talk to Sweater Man, I'm not going to talk to anybody in this bar. I'm out.
Well, I just thought he was being dramatic of like, that's my wife. I was like, okay, this is just too much for me. I'm going home. It's also like 1:30 at this point. Like, I was just like, I'm going to go home.
What is everybody's drunk level by this point? Or is
we're all very drunk.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No. Everyone is extremely drunk. And so, you know, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to go home. He'll get his own Uber. Like, whatever. It's fine. We've had to piece it together because we're not really quite sure what happened. But I Uber home. He's calling me a bunch. I don't really remember him calling me a bunch, but I have a text message that I sent him. I texted him at 1:31. Can I call you later?
You're not calling him later? What on earth, Alex? I said that. Do you think your drunken self thought you guys were like in a fight? So you were like, I need a call. Or something.
I don't know, but why would I say I'm gonna call you later?
No idea.
And then he calls me a bunch, but at that point, like, I go home and I go right to sleep. And like, especially when I've been drinking, like, I am a deep sleeper. Like, I'm just out. So I was asleep and he texts me, been walking back from the center and giving you the entire time to stop me. That walk is about, we've looked it up, it's about 3.3 miles, and it's not a short walk. And he chose to walk home that night. Do not ask me why. I was like, why didn't you get your own Uber? He spent that whole walk just like plotting of how he was going to come home and burn the house down because he was so mad that I left him. When I was like, why didn't you ever think of just getting your own Uber? Yeah. So we were cackling the next morning, just like, at the lack of thought process that was going on between both of us. Like, we were just both like, why did we make these decisions? Like, it was
did he say
too funny.
Whether, like, the idea to get an Uber, did it just literally never come up in his head to think to get one?
He has done this before. Like, I think he just, like, likes to walk. I don't really know why. I don't know. He was just so mad that I left him that, like, I felt like that's all he could see was red. So, like, he wasn't really thinking about
which is wild because
sound decision.
I don't think Max is, like, the most level-headed. Like, I've never seen him angry ever.
Yeah, no. And that's something, like, and I can count on one hand. Like, we've been together for, like, 7 years. I can count on one hand, like, the number of times that it gets like this. But, like, sometimes when we're just, it only ever happens when we're both drinking a lot. And, like, yeah, he just will get, like, angry. And I honestly think it's because he, like, doesn't get angry ever about anything. It's just, like, all of the years of anger being, like, coming
pent
out.
Up.
And so.
Pent up anger. Yeah.
And, like, always we the next morning are, like, dying laughing because it's, like, made up and comical. But we were, like, we really needed, like, a summer house kind of camera crew to witness it. Like, it really was, like, a Carl and Lindsay fight. Like, or even Amanda and Kyle in the past have had these fights where she, like, breaks all his shit and stuff. Like, he was, like, I'm going to come home. And he, in his head, genuinely thought, like, I'm going to burn this house down. And, like, I think at one point he thought, like, I'm going to come home. I'm going to rip the front door off. I was like, why would that be a punishment to me? You're going to be the one to fix the front door. He's like, and he said that. He said, I think he had that thought was like, if I rip the front door off, I'm only going to have to be the one to fix it.
Yeah.
We have a hatch. So he was trying, he said on his walk, like, trying to wake me up by, like, setting off the alarm, like, putting the alarms on. I'm sleeping through all of this. I'm pretty sure he was only putting on the, like, ocean music that I already listened to when I'm sleeping. So, like, he is not waking me up.
You're like, good pun.
Exactly. When he gets home, our heat will be really loud. It's, like, especially in our room, really loud. So he said he turned up the heat to 80 degrees to try to wake me up. Didn't work. I'm still asleep.
Diabolical.
And then lastly, he watched The Godfather. The entirety of the movie starting at 2 a.m. So I did slightly wake up at around 4 a.m. and I realized he wasn't in the bed, but I heard a movie on and the movie was so loud and I was like, that's weird. But I, like, went right back to sleep. In the morning, he said he watched the entire movie of The Godfather on 100% volume to try to wake me up also.
Wait, so this was not a joke. Like, he was mad at you. He was actually pissed off.
But, like, not mad enough to ever actually wake me up. Like, he was just, like, trying to piss me off and wake me up, which was, none of it was working. I was sleeping through all of it instead of, like, actually coming in and, like, trying to wake me up and say, like, I'm mad at you. Like, It's such a bizarre thought process. I don't understand. And then, like, in the morning, like, all we do is just, like, cackle at everything. We're like, what?
So, oh my God. It really was diabolical. He had 3.5 miles to think about. How am I going to make this girl's life a living hell?
He said every step of the way, he was just getting, like, more and more angry. Like, instead of, like, cooling off, like, he was, like, just each step was, like, he was just, like, stewing more and more.
Meanwhile, he has the Uber app on his phone.
Yeah, and that's why I feel absolutely zero, like, guilt or remorse or anything. And a lot of times, like, if we will fight when we're both drinking, like, I do shit to stir the pot and, like, do cause a lot of issues. I said this and I stand by this, like, I did nothing wrong on Friday night. Like, that, I'm completely in the clear. I just, like, feel very strongly about that. But my favorite part about, like, a wild night out on a Friday night is then obviously the debrief the next morning.
Of course.
And so the next morning I had to text all my girlfriends and I was like, we need to go to brunch and we need to debrief now. And it was the funniest debrief I've ever been a part of. And, like, the way that we were all, like, piecing things together. One of my friends was fairly, like, was sober. And so she was able to, like, fill in any holes for us. Ooh. And then, like, somebody would say something. And then she would be like, that's not what happened.
She's the camera. She's the Summer House camera. She's 100% truthful.
She really was. And so we were just, like, dying laughing, and, like, our running joke just kept being like I'm going into witness protection after this, like, you're never gonna see me again, like, goodbye everyone, like, this is the Last Supper. We kept calling it the Last Supper. We're like, after this you'll never see me again. Like, we were just dying. I get to come home and I live with two people who also had their own POV on the night, and so then the three of us did, like, a second debrief, and it was,
what's all the timing for this?
So, like, funny.
When did you guys roll out of bed and get to brunch after such a night out, you know?
Yeah, it was pretty late. Like, I stayed in bed until I literally rolled out of bed and put on shoes and went to brunch. Like, I didn't, like, I looked and felt like shit. I think we went to brunch at, like, 10:15.
Oh, that's pretty
and
early.
And then the boys did not get up until, like, it was, like, noon. So when I came home, they were still asleep. Then the three of us debriefed. They, like, were like, you've lived a whole day. Like, they couldn't believe that I'd, like, gone out, seen people, and come back. But I was like, no, it's, like, 1 p.m. Like, you guys are losers.
Alex sent me a video. I said yesterday, what are you doing? She sends me a video of her and
yeah, what time was that at?
Let's fact check that.
Because I've truly had been in bed with the debrief the whole time. Yeah, 1:53. So, yeah, that's about right. Like, we were probably for an hour in bed just, like, trying to figure out our shit.
But I just said, like, I think I just said, how was your night or something? I'm not sure. And then she
just like,
what are you up to today? She proceeds to send me a video of her in the middle of two men in her bed. One of them is Max. The other one is her roommate that's staying with them. And I said,
we're really friends.
Was the night that crazy? Like, she looked like she
pretty
had
crazy.
A threesome. But they were just debriefing.
Yeah, no, it was very platonic, extremely PG debrief. But it was a great night. Like, we just, like, couldn't stop laughing at all of us making, like, insane behavior. Like, we were just insane.
Oh, I want footage. I really do. I love, because also, for the listeners, it's hard to get Alex drunk. She's a tank. Like, I have to imagine you drank what and how much to get you that drunk, because
yeah,
I would actually like to remember that.
We had a lot
that.
To drink. Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, as I've gotten older, it has changed a little bit. And really the key is, like, not doing it over a long period of time. Like, I feel like at a lot of, like, bachelorettes and things that we've gone to, it's like you're drinking all day and all night, and honestly I get to, like, kind of this threshold where, like, it's just like it feels like no different because it's just been like this, I don't know, like, long period of time. But because it was like in just like a nighttime, like, I feel like, I don't know, maybe that was some of it. But I think when I've gotten older, like, I feel it more during and after. And Like, all day yesterday, we were just, like, losers around the house, like, ordered Chinese food, watched TV. And then I went to bed at 10 last night, and I genuinely slept until 10 this morning. Like, my body needed, like, a full 12-hour reset.
That's a beautiful thing. I love when that happens because you're like, oh, I'm fully charged. I'm an iPhone, yeah, full battery. Just unplug me. I'm ready to go now. I'm 100% back.
Yeah, but it really takes my body a full 48 hours to recover after a night of drinking. Yeah. Like,
sadly, the timeline, I think, is only going to expand the older we get.
I know.
So, I wonder if it's a mix of compressing it into, like, a shorter period of time, and our tolerance as we get older maybe just is lower. I don't know. Because we don't do it as much. I just think we don't have as many nights of debauchery.
That's what I was just about to say, too.
Once did. However, I still highly value them. I'm sure you were like, I'm so glad we did that. It was so fun.
Oh my gosh. We're obsessed. We we hadn't done that in a long time. So yeah, it's not like it's a common thing, but we had so much fun. And again, there's just something about a debrief after that just like is so good for the soul, you know?
Did anyone make any romantic connections? How were the goal? Like, that was your goal of the night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I keep it anonymous, don't know what I can say. Yeah.
No names, but like, yeah. It's okay. It's not.
It's just like everyone was so drunk.
Yeah.
No, I know. Everyone was so drunk. So that's all I'll say.
Okay.
Ooh, so like, as most, like, just like I came home and immediately fell asleep. And didn't hear any of the harassment my husband was putting towards me. Some people also went home and immediately fell asleep. So, yeah.
Alex, I love that so much. The thought of laying around ordering Chinese actually sounds awesome. Like, that sounds like a really
Saturday.
And that's the benefit of going out on Fridays. Like, push through. You're tired from the week. We talk about that all the time. But the benefit is you get two buffer days, to which we realize we need fully to then be a functioning human on Monday.
Yep. Completely agree. So, yeah, loved it. Loved every second of it.
I don't know why I love the word debauchery.
It was debauchery. Now. Like, it's a perfect word for it.
Tomfoolery, shenanigans.
That's another good one.
Monkeying around. You know,
you're full of them.
Getting into trouble. That one wasn't good. But you get what I'm saying. I love those phrases. Love them.
Love. Talk about LA. How's it been?
It's been great. I here for work, and it's a great example of, like, I just kind of on a whim, I wasn't originally going to go on this something we're shooting, and I made a case for myself and just said, hey, I think we could use some art direction support on this, and here's why. And they were like, yeah, you're right. You should totally go. Approved. And I said, I'm going to LA. And then I blink my eyes. Next thing you know, I'm in a white Jeep Wrangler down Rodeo having a great old time in the California sunshine. So I said, so everybody, ask for what you want. You know, you're your own best advocate in your career and in your life.
So true. So
it was a good reminder of, like, oh yeah, you don't get what you don't ask for. Like, the worst they could have said is no, you know? But they said yes. So I'm here in my hotel room. They just made the bed, which is lovely. And I'm just getting on it all over again, laying down. I was going to lay all the way down. Maybe I could try. I'm in, like, Koreatown, West Hollywood area. And I'm here till Wednesday. Tonight we have to go to the forest. Alex, we're going to the forest.
Is that where the shoot is?
That's correct, yes.
Like, quite literally in a forest?
That's right, yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They said that we should cover our bodies from the neck down just for bugs and stuff. And I said,
oh my gosh.
I love bugs. Look at me with my press-on nails.
This sounds like your nightmare.
Yeah. But also, I've never been on a film set, so I'm very excited. So I'm just hoping that...
That'll be cool.
And the schedule, like, they start... It's a night shoot because it's a night scene, like, with the... You know, that's just what they're doing today. And they start at 7:30 p.m. and their lunch break is at 1:30 in the morning. So we'll probably get back around 3 in the morning. So it'll be a kind of a wild evening. But I'm also so excited. It'll be very fun to see how it all goes down, you know? So many moving parts, and like, I just can't really imagine the pressure that like directors have to arrange all their crew. Like, there's just a million moving parts, and I'm like, wow, I don't know.
Times do you think you can slip in the fact that you took an acting class?
I think today I'm gonna,
and then
aim
just to, like,
for...
say it, and then like maybe they'll just like be like, oh my god, we need a fill in. Like, oh, I one time took an acting class, and they're like, perfect, thank god she's here.
Thank god she's here. I never been to one audition, but I've taken a class. Okay, everybody, don't you forget it. I certainly haven't forgotten it. In fact, I can't shut the fuck up about it. I'll try to mention it 3 to 5
times. You should.
Times.
I was going to say at least 3, so I think that's great.
Do you think I should tell the director, like, right when I get there?
Yeah, and just like, hey, by the way, if like you find yourself in a pickle.
Right.
I one time took an acting class.
Right.
And like maybe just like a wink, and like he'll know what that means. Totally. Or she. I didn't mean to assume the director had to be man.
Oh my god, thank you so much. It is a man today, but the future's female.
Say, how was last night? Did you go to something?
Oh yeah. Yeah, so okay. When Rachel and I were here in January, right? We were in Santa Monica, so we're in like a slightly different part of town. We're like 20 minutes more inward. And this hotel is fine. Don't get me wrong. But I was texting Rachel yesterday, and I said, I'm ruined. Like, I'm a hotel nepo baby at this point, because nothing.
Yeah, you've seen how good it can be.
I started at the top, and I literally, Alex, can't stop picking apart this hotel experience. I'm not going to name the hotel. It's also a great hotel. No complaints. I had a lovely brunch upstairs by myself this morning, got some work done, and everybody was lovely, and it was gorgeous. But is it the Santa Monica proper, Kelly Wurstler style? No, it's not. We can't all be Kelly. We can't all have Kelly at the helm of our design team, making sure our hotel is gorgeous, perfect, spick and span to the nines. Also, speaking of really quick, ADD, but I'm going to bring it back. Rock Your Body got engaged last night at the Santa Monica proper. Did you see?
Oh, I didn't know that's where that was, but I saw that she got engaged.
That's where that was, and she talked about how beautiful the bar is, and I said, yeah, it's a spiritual experience. I would also, actually, if anyone proposes to me anywhere but the Santa Monica proper, I'm going to be pissed off at this point.
We're going to be offended.
It's okay, the only place to do it. It's the only place to do it. I couldn't have been happier for her. She's great, but also just knowing that that's where she got to experience that moment, I'm like, it couldn't have gone better, because it's a perfect place.
It was only downhill from there. Like, you saw exactly. The best of the best. Yeah.
The robes here, they're not soft. They're just like, kind of feel like a paper towel. And I'm like, well, that's not the point of a robe. Nobody's wearing this to like not be comfy and warm. Like, give me a layer, you know? And the showers just aren't the same. And we had all these really nice Aesop, like, expensive-ass soaps and shampoos, and it was so nice. Like, it's like $40 a bottle at the proper, you know what I mean? I've never heard of this brand. And I sent it to Rachel, and I said, what the fuck is this? I'm used to Aesop. Like, I'm ruined. And she said, we're ruined. But I did text our friend, who is the manager of the proper hotel rooftop bar, and I said, hey, it's Kate, do you remember me? He said, of course. He sent me a picture of his dog, so he did remember me. And he said, aww. And I said, you working tonight? And he said, of course, it's Saturday night, where else would I be? And I said, well, I guess I don't know, because I don't know you that well. But and then I said, I wanted to go take my coworker and I to go get a drink there, but we missed the sunset. It was just a long day because I'd flown in that day. So we're kind of playing catch up. But all that to say, we didn't end up going, but I got to go see my friend Vinny at some point, because he's just an absolute delight. He's just a delight. So I need to text him about that. But we didn't get to go there. I didn't get to see the proper last night. But it's like I'm stalking my ex. Like, I have to go check up on the hotel,
but you,
because I'm at this other
you
hotel.
Will.
I will. It's like a...
You will.
Rachel's and I said something like, yeah, it's like a great lover you can never forget, and you just keep thinking about it. I'm like, exactly. So
keep going back for more.
Yeah. So I was like, well, the other trip was perfect. So like, Rachel's not here, which is a huge caveat, but sure, I'll just try to recreate this as much as possible. And I said, hey, do you want to go to Elefante? My coworker was like, yeah, let's try it. Okay, so we drive the white Jeep over there.
Yeah.
And California highways also, just a lot going on. I had been driving, Alex, I kid you, not even 2 minutes. I'm at like the first stoplight I get honked at. I was like, okay, welcome. Welcome for me. What a warm welcome. We are not in the South. There's no Southern hospitality over here. And I'm also a bad driver, so I probably deserved it. But still, I get a lot of honks in the Jeep, let me tell you that much, okay? And so we drive the Jeep over, we park, we go to Elefante, and I deleted Troy's number back in January, which was a huge mistake. Because it's Saturday night. I'm like, I don't know if we're going to get in. Like, would have been great to know somebody, you know? But we go up, and we just said, but the bar is first come, first serve. And I told my coworker, I said, it's way more fun at the bar. The bar's the only place you really want to be. It's just more of a vibe. And he trusted me and was like, cool, trust you, let's do it. So we ended up going, getting a seat at the bar like 45 minutes later. Troy, nowhere to be found. I was like, okay, well, guess he's not here. I can't really do anything about it. I am just looking for a seat to come open. And then who clocks in? Troy clocks in.
Amazing timing.
And I said, no way. And I go to the side of the bar and I said, hi, do you remember me by chance? Probably not, right? Like, it's been 2 months. He sees people every weekend. I said, do you remember me? And he said, Alex, he said, yeah, you're the birthday girl. Amazing memory.
Cute.
I was like, oh my God, you have such a good memory. Yes. I was like, he was like, so good to see you. I was like, you too. How have you been? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, Troy, I really need 2 seats at the bar. And he said, okay, I'm gonna look out for you. Give me a minute. My favorite sentence from anybody is, let me see what I can do, you know? And so he said that.
We trust in you, Troy.
If we don't trust in Troy, we have no one.
We trust in Troy.
You know? Yeah, what's that phrase? If Troy has 0 fans, I'm dead. If he has 1 fan, it's me, you know? So he said, so I'm looking around. I'm drinking my martini. Looking for a spot. And then I see Troy and he goes, them?
He gave you the head nod?
He was like, come over here. Great. I go behind them. It's just 1 woman eating at the bar. I was like, shoot, we need another spot. All in all, these people next to me, they were on a date. They also looked like they were done eating their food, but they were just chilling. Obviously, you're not in a rush. It's a cool bar. I wouldn't be in a rush either. And they said, oh, do you need another seat? And I said, oh yeah, I'm going to eat with my coworker, but absolutely no rush. Like, you guys enjoy your seat. And he was like, well, are you guys eating? And I said, yeah, we're going to eat dinner at the bar. And that really moved him somewhere in his soul, because he said, okay, we're going to get up and let him sit down. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. Thank you. I really don't want you to feel like we forced you out of your seat at all. And he was like, no, you guys need to eat. I mean, it was 9:30 by this point. So that was very nice. Ended up sitting, and Troy said, want me to just like make up my own little menu and send it to you guys? And we were like, we're not paying for it. So yeah, we do, Troy. Do your thing, you know?
Amazing.
So, that was really fun. And he picked great stuff, had a lovely meal. And then we went to another like little bar and got like an espresso martini, and then we went home. So it started late because it took a minute to get dinner, but then,
so but by that's the time so we, LA.
It's so
like,
LA.
That's what you're supposed to do. Like, that's normal.
It's funny. Like, I actually feel like that's more New York. Like, sometimes LA can be a little snoozy because everybody's wellness and like, I'm going to bed at 9 p.m., whatever. So we kind of thought, oh, maybe that'll work in our favor. But it's funny. The bartenders were like, it's such a coin toss here. Like, it's either like this and it's crazy and people are flocking the bar, or nobody's here. And I thought, oh, that's so interesting. But on a Saturday, it was pretty crowded. But we worked our way in. You just got to be patient at the bar, you know? So, yeah. Got to bed around 1:45-ish and then woke up at 10.
You were just
10.
Prepping for tonight, though.
Exactly. We had no...
So you have to get on that, like, kind of weird time zone with staying up really late for work.
Exactly. You got to adjust. Might take a 30-minute nap before I go just to really...
Yeah, you should.
Pack it in, but I am kind of a night owl, so this is fine. 4 a.m. is a lot, but it's going to be great. It's for the plot. You do it all for the plot.
Speaking of actors, we can just, we're in L.A.
So, yeah, there's actors everywhere. Speaking of actors, I did go out with an actor on Friday, Alex. I hate to say it like that, but there's no other way to put it.
Did you tell the actor that you took an acting class?
Of course.
So now you can tell the director, I took an acting class, and I've been on a date with an actor.
Perfect.
It's two things on your resume that not everybody can say.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, I kept saying, he's a, I'll leave him anonymous, but he, again, it's not an A-lister, like, it's all fine, everybody's fine, but he's a full-time, he's, like, mostly an engineer, so he's, like, actor-level mostly, handsome. Like,
he's like, 80% an engineer and 20%
kind of, that's exactly right. Like, act as in acting is not where he's getting all of his income from, basically. Yes,
but he is so, 100% an engineer. Let's not take away his engineer credit and his, you know.
So what would that make him? 100% an engineer? He can't be 100% an engineer, 100% an actor.
His,
right?
Well, no, right? Like, you're... I don't know. I feel like just because you don't, like, send out your main source of income, it doesn't make you any more or less these other identities. Like, he still is an actor, even though it's not his main source of income. He still is an engineer. You know what I mean? Like, let's not diminish his engineer work because he does some acting on the side.
I see where we got mixed up. So where we got mixed up was, I was thinking about it in terms of his time. So 80% of his time is engineer.
I was taking it as like the trait or the quality of being.
It's his identity. Yeah. No. No. And if it was about identity, he's a 200% amazing engineer. I was like, so what are you also, this is just the thing about going out with people who are older than you. He's older than me.
Yeah, what was that like?
I mean, quite refreshing, like, to be perfectly
okay,
honest.
Okay, so like, was there a noticeable difference?
1,000,000%.
Okay, like, let's get into it. What's the main key points?
I think, and again, I don't know if it's a sweeping generalization, because I've met other mid-30s people who I'm, like, not as impressed with, you know? But I just got the sense that he just has more time and life under his belt, and also I can tell he's not from the US, so he just has a lot of history that I think has made him the person he is today. Like, it's not just the typical, oh, I grew up in North Carolina and I went to college just like you, and like, we've had the similar path. He's lived a lot of lives and has a lot of stuff under his belt, so he just seems like someone who's been around. He's seen the world. He speaks 5 languages. Like, he's cultured, which is really cool.
Yeah. And so just through conversation, like, that came out. Like, exactly. That just naturally exuded from him. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, you have such a colorful life story. And he was like, yeah, I guess so. Like, he's super, but he's also really funny. Like, yeah, he was a lovely person. I said, you should write a book. There are you have so many good stories. And he said, oh, I'm already 300 pages in. I said, okay.
Well, so wait, now we have to add writer into the resume. He's, what, 75% engineer?
Yeah.
10%? Which do we think more is, actor or writer?
Actor, probably.
So still maybe that 20% actor?
10% writer. What? Yeah.
Okay.
Is that how the math works? Now you're adopting my theory, though.
Well, like,
you're adopting how I did the math. Is that fine?
That's fine.
Okay.
But he's all of those things.
He's all those things 100%, which is pretty impressive. Yeah, he was like, yeah, I actually did start a memoir. I was like, of course you fucking did. Okay, I was like, cool. I was like, I said, your story's like this, like, crazy. I was like, mine's like, eh. And he was like, no. And I was like, pretty much, in comparison, pretty much. But Alex, he had the whitest teeth. I could have, and again, I don't like when people objectify us. I'm not trying to objectify this man. but just for the girls, he's one of the hottest I've ever seen in my life. And I could have just had no words and just stared at him for an hour. I'm glad we didn't do
and,
that.
And, like, that would have been enjoyable.
Yeah. Would have had a ball.
Yeah.
Would have been thoroughly entertained. This poor man. What if he... I can't... I'm saying too much.
Yeah, we won't say his name.
No, never. But he's an actor, you know? Like, he's used to having his name in the credits. Maybe he would like his name in the credits.
That's true.
Yeah.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. And I made him promise me to... take me to a premiere when he makes it big, and he was auditioning for something.
Oh, cool!
Over like South by, and it went very well. And I said, "Well, you're gonna need a date to that premiere." He said, "You're right." I said, "See you there." He said, "Sounds good." So we hope that we cross that off the bucket list. Movie premiere.
Okay, I prefer to call him cowboy over actor, but that's a personal preference.
He was in a Miranda Lambert music video. And he played a cowboy, so that's why we're calling him cowboy. I'm fully down for that. He has a great photo of him in a cowboy hat that is not hard to look at. So, cowboy boy. That's his name.
Yeah. Love. Okay, well, sending all the good vibes to him for his job that he's going to get when he's in the movie so that we can go to the movie premiere.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of other things. Well, we are going to be together so soon, which we teased last time, and it's just going to be so fun.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
When does your flight land? Also, you come in Thursday?
Yeah, it's like Thursday night. It's pretty late, I feel like.
Don't you worry, Alex. Don't you worry. I'm a night owl. Ooh,
ooh. It's true, you are. I'll have to look. Yeah, I think I land at like 11:30 or something like that.
Perfect.
Do you know the JMU plays in the March Madness tournament here soon in like 10 minutes is their second game.
Who are they playing today?
It's fun. It's Duke. So the Dukes are playing Duke.
Oh, shit.
I know. Is your house
not going to be good, right?
I don't know.
Respectfully. I mean, Duke is so good, right?
Oh, anything can happen. That's what the tournament's all about, right?
You're right.
Yes, they are the higher seed for sure.
I love a good upset, and I love an underdog. So maybe the Duke Dogs will be the underdog today.
So yeah, I'm rooting for them.
I'm rooting for them too. Also, can I talk
about the first game they played was Friday night, and I wore when I went out, I wore purple in their honor, and they did win. So maybe I'll have to put my purple back on.
You have to. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin what's in the cosmos. Don't shake up that energy. We need that winning energy. I was at an engagement party on Friday, and they had so many. You could tell guys lived there because there were like TVs hung on the walls, like you thought you were at a sports bar, and it was just all playing different March Madness games. So it was really cool to see JMU take that W home on Friday.
Love them.
I know. I'm so happy for them. I hope they. What if they? Alex, what if they won the whole thing?
That would be really amazing.
Take that, golden belt. Wait, that's different. That's football. Or is it the same?
I don't know what that is.
What conference are we in for basketball? The important one, clearly. The
March Madness tournament. That's all
I know. We're in March Madness. So I guess that's all that matters. Maybe we can ask Max.
The big one.
Is conferences and basketball a thing?
It's a thing. I just
want to know if it's still the Sun Belt. I said Golden Belt. It is the Sun Belt, I think.
I have heard of the Sun Belt. I've never heard of the Golden Belt.
The Sunny Golden Belt.
But a gold belt sounds cute.
I could mess around with a gold belt. I feel like belts are kind of back. Do you wear any belts these days?
I don't, but they are definitely in.
I need to talk about two things really quick.
Please.
And one is the power of a press-on nail. These are press-ons.
I was just talking about press-on nails with my friend, and because I was like, yours are gorgeous. She was like, I just pressed them on.
I just pressed them right on. That's the best part of press-ons. Also,
I can't see yours, but I bet they're beautiful.
What did your friends look like, and what did she have to say about press-ons?
She's into them. They were like like blue swirly, kind of like marble blue vibe. It was cute. Like it looked like almost like art. Like, yeah.
Cute. I've got the, they're kind of like the glazed donut Hailey Bieber vibe this time.
But are they staying?
They're staying. Alex, they are so committed to me. They are not going anywhere. But it's all about having the right, you have to prep it the right way, and it's about the nail glue also. So I watched a TikTok of Matt James' girlfriend, Rachel, and she is a press-on, like, stan, because she was saying, I'm just so tired of spending, like, hundreds of dollars at the nail salon. It just seems insane. Yeah. And in New York, I'm sure it's expensive as well. And so she was like, I found this great press-on nail company, and it is. It's really good for Amazon. They're called the letter T, Art Box, BT Art Box. And they're like anywhere between $10 and $14 a set. But you don't just get like 10 nails. You get like 30 or 40. So it's, you know, you can reuse them or you can just like do a whole new set of the same color. And it's so much cheaper. And then you just have to have a good nail glue and prep your nails a little bit. And you want to file them.
What do you have to do to prep them? Like scuff them?
Scuff them up a little bit. You take also this is the key that I've found because I've rushed before and they fall off quicker. So if you really want them to stay for like a couple weeks and get your money's worth, you need to, they give you a wet wipe, mini little wet wipe, and you just get all of the grease and the oil off of your cuticle bed. That's a huge one. So you really want to wipe down those cuticles and then they dry kind of. They just have no oil left on them, which is key because then the nail and the glue just kind of like slips off more quickly. So you do that and then you buff them up to just get a little bit of adhesion. And then you add the nail glue. It's like the Kiss Extreme Nail Glue. I brought it with me. And Rachel made a great point. She said, if it falls off, like you have the nail, you can just glue it right back on. If you break your nail on a manicure, you're screwed. And it's really painful usually, which I've been there. Mm-hmm. It's like really painful to break an acrylic or something. I've had my finger be bloody, like so, like cried over it. It was so painful. So this is, it's so true. It's like, it'll just pop off. You can just glue it right back on. Like it never happened. And it's like 1/4 of the price. So I'm kind of I'm having a press on moment. They just make me feel a little more put together.
Life hack.
Press it on, girls. You don't need the salon as much as you think. And that's coming
from
a girl.
What's the second thing?
Who loves the salon, you know? The second thing is that my entire outfit is thrifted.
Oh, and cute.
I found these pants. Anyone who knows me is going to laugh because this is what I always used to do. I'm just a bargain hunter by nature. And so I tried on a bunch of things. I was about to leave the store. I had not looked at the pants. And then I was like, you know, there's a lot of good pants in my size. I'm just going to take a quick rifle through. So I rifle through them. I find this one pair of pants. Also, a lot of the times at thrift stores, they're just, a lot of them still have their tags on them. So I had never heard of this brand. I'm going to blank on what it is because I've never bought anything from there because the jeans are so expensive. And I saw the tag and I was like, these look kind of cute. Cool. They look really comfy. They look long. Like, I'm just going to try them on. So I tried that on with like two other pairs. I went back into the dressing room. I said, it's worth it. Let's just try it on. Alex, I've never had a pair of pants fit me better. They were meant to find me cosmically. I love these pants. Wouldn't have cared what brand they were from. They just feel great and they look great if I do say so myself, and I love them and they go with so much stuff. They were like $40 at the thrift store, obviously. I look at the tag and I just Google it and I was like, oh, where are these from? Like they retail for $400 on Net-a-Porter. Net-a-Porter? I don't know. Sound off in the comments.
I don't know.
How to pronounce it because I don't shop there. Like, it's too expensive. So I got a brand new $400 pair of jeans for no one's worn them for $45, and they are so great. And I just...
There's no better feeling than, like, just when you know you just, like, were meant to find this item. Like, you're like, it's meant for me.
Meant for me. Like, I don't
That's
see...
the only real... I don't believe in soulmates unless it comes to certain items of clothing. Then I believe in soulmates.
You found your soulmate. I know.
You're a denim soulmate.
It feels like priorities. You know what I mean? Like, men come and go. Denim, good denim, is forever. And it actually only gets better and more used to your body and makes you look better over time. So
ain't that the truth?
It just kind of feels like, sure, you can go on dating apps or you can thrift for the perfect pair of pants. You know,
no, it's like the best feeling ever.
It's the best feeling. So anyway, I really have thought about it for solid 24 hours. I can't. My life was so sad before these pants, like before the pants and the after the pants.
You're a new person.
Night and day. New person. You know when you put on a good pair of pants and your energy changes because your outfit just looks good? Mm-hmm. Like, the pants are doing 80% of the work of the outfit. So I wore them last night. They pair them with a boot. Ooh, day to night. I wear a graphic tee today and my little casual tennis shoes. Boom. Perfect casual pant. Like, they go day to night. I can't shut up about them, but I really love them. Can't wait to show you in person.
Keep your pants close. Hug them. Keep your loved ones close to you.
Keep your pants closer.
Don't let them go.
Ideally just on your body all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll figure out the brand and name it. But I kind of get why people spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on jeans now. If this is what you get, if this is the experience,
charge me. But like
you
said, like, that's the beauty of thrifting, is that you can like find a good quality piece. But like, it does take like time and energy and effort, and like, you know, it's not always written in the stars like this pair, but
no.
You just have to stay dedicated. Don't give up.
Guys,
stick with it.
I'm so glad you said that. We have to raise awareness. Don't give up. Your thrift store is going to find you. I know it's hard. I know there are days where you are just pilfering through those shirts and those random ass pairs of pants, and you're thinking, I'm never going to find my perfect jean. Don't lose hope. It's out there.
Did you try them on in the store?
I did.
Did you try them on in the store? Okay.
I did.
Another thing, like, you just got to do it, even though sometimes I know we're tired and we're like, I just want to go home. You got to just go try them on. Because, again, you maybe are going to find the one pair that you've been looking for.
Yeah, I know trying on denim is an Olympic sport. It's not talked about enough. Speaking of,
it's so hard.
Just raising awareness, it's really hard to do. It's an emotional task. It takes a lot of mental fortitude to try on pants after pants after pants. It's the worst when you bring up a pair of pants and you're like, oh, these aren't getting over my ass. So it's just a no for me. You don't even get to properly try them on. They just rejected you like before the first day was even over, you know? So these, when they just slid up and they're also kind of baggy jeans are in, so that also helps. And I tried them on and they were so easy to button. They were so comfortable and they looked great. And I was like, great. Immediate yes. But I do believe if you commit to thrifting, one amazing thrift find per year is going to find you. I already found mine in March, so I'm screwed. I might as well not go back anytime soon because the bar's been set so high. But keep going. Your thrift store find is out there for you. Eat a snack before. You don't want to do that when you're hungry. You'll start crying and get really, really spirally. Don't do that. Don't do that.
But honestly, the real, like, I think the best advice is that you just have to keep going really regularly because things come and go so fast, and especially really good things do kind of get taken. Like my mother-in-law is a big thrifter, and she always says, like, you just have to go all the time. Like you're just passing it, like you're going somewhere else, but you have to pull into the parking lot and just go check it out, because, you know, that's like when you find the serendipitous things that you weren't planning on finding.
Exactly.
So it can't just be planned trips.
That's true. It's all about the spontaneity.
Yeah.
And this was, I had like a down lunch break and I was packing and I was like, I don't feel like any of this stuff is that great. Let me just go over there. I have a credit because I give them my clothes as well. So it's also a great way to recycle. It's somewhat spontaneous. Do you have a great thrift find that comes to mind, Alex, like from your lifetime that you're like, whoa.
For clothing? Oh.
I guess it could be anything.
I just thrifted a dresser and I love it very much. I've lived in Connecticut for 3 years, haven't had a dresser the entire time because I've been trying to find the right one. And I found it and I love her. It's in our bedroom. Yeah, right now it is, but it's not going to stay there because actually my in-laws are kindly giving us a set and they're going to bring it up this summer. So we'll trade them out. But for right now, it's in our room. But yeah, she's cute. And like, I mean, our whole house is like 1960s. And so our dining room table is from Denmark from the 1960s. And so it's Denmark from the 1960s. So we're just sticking with the theme now, you know.
That is so, Alex, that's such a chic sentence. Yeah, it's from Denmark. In the, you know, it's like a old,
yeah, I should know. I can't remember the designer's name, but like in the mid-century world, he's like well-known.
Really?
I thought like all, my whole Instagram is like just mid-century shit. So I've seen his name before, but.
Like how much is, have you looked into how much his pieces would have cost at the time?
Well, I like looked up, well, like even just kind of like what you did with your jeans of like, you got it for $40, but it retails for this. I did that as well. And yeah, I think we got it for like $300 and it retails for like $1,400 online is what I was seeing. So, yeah. Really
you are saving money when you think about it.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, like right there, that's like what, because it's used, right? Like that's the thrifting. And like there are some scratches at the top of it. But we just like put cute little books on top. You don't even see it. And everything else is in good condition. Like it's in very good condition. So.
Yeah. And it's really in for things to look like kind of shitty. You know what I mean? Like,
what does that say about our society? Like people pay a lot of money for something to look like kind of shitty.
They do. They do. Jeans especially. Furniture so especially. True. We're like, it has a scratch. It's been through something. I'll take it. She has a story.
I prefer my furniture to have a past, a background, you know, like a backstory.
I want my furniture to have been through therapy, multiple trauma episodes, and it's coming out the other side, but she's war torn. Okay? Someone's coming to her and saying, "Can we make a docuseries about your life? You've been through so much, but she's gorgeous still." What you want. That sounds like what your dresser is.
And that's the key, because like I'm not going to be one of those people that's like out there buffing and repainting and staining. Like I'm not doing the work, so I need somebody else to have done the work for me into this piece of furniture. Yeah.
Did you say where you found it?
Yeah, it's a cute little vintage store near us. It's called Refill Vintage, and they have like lots of mid-century pieces.
Shout out.
And so yeah, we really love them. I follow them on Instagram, and I'm always like checking, because what's nice about them is they post everything they have, so like I don't have to go to the store regularly. But that's how we saw it. We like saw it online and then went to go see it in person, and then we liked it, so we got it. But they like, if I could make my whole house everything in there, I would, because it's just like the coolest, like groovy 60s 70s pieces in the whole world. Well,
maybe you will, just slowly over time, you know.
Yeah,
you might be their number one customer. Refill, if you want to give us a code, you know, give us know.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be cool? That would be fun. Our first promo code was from Refill, and you could use it to go get another war-torn gorgeous piece of furniture, like, with pieces a real history. So gorgeous. With a real history.
I'll send you their Instagram. Like, it's just gorgeous. Please
do. I love when there's a couple little shops like that in Austin too. Or a lot of people do their own, it's like their own business, and they run it completely on Instagram, and they just flip all this furniture and sell it on Facebook Marketplace. And I'm like, whoa, you made this look so gorgeous. Sometimes you want to leave things as is, but sometimes they just need a little facelift or a little coat of paint or gloss or something, and you're like, wow, I had no idea this could look like that. So the before and after is always really fun.
The people that like have that kind of vision, I think, is very impressive.
Refill Vintage, let us know.
Like, it's so cute.
Maybe we can tag them.
Let us know.
I'll tag
them. Let's do it. They're like, they're so nice when we've gone and again purchased this beautiful dresser.
Also, I want to make a correction to our summer house episode. I thought that West's name was Wes, W-E-S. It's W-E-S-T.
Episode one, they asked like with a T, and he clarified.
Ugh.
But it's I'm not, so you, sorry, it's pronounced West. It the same.
He DM'd us hearts, so.
I know.
He that didn't cool. take it too seriously. It's not like West to take that very seriously, but I totally thought
it was
West.
But wait, what are you saying? Like, you said it wrong or you spelled it wrong? Like, what did you do?
I thought his name was Wes.
Oh. With an S. But like, when you and say then, it, you say it the same. So it doesn't, yeah, you can't tell when someone's speaking.
The caption said W-E-S.
That's okay.
Yeah. I know, but it's like your name, you know? You want it to.
Yeah.
You want it to be right. So that's my bad, that's Wes. Fair. That's my bad. He didn't care. He seems like a really stand-up gentleman. He's my favorite character, by the way. I watched the new episode this past week, and I'm really excited about where things with him and Sierra are going. I love it.
But you know what? We just found out because his job, you know, it says he's a sports journalist, and Max obviously works at ESPN. So we just found out that somebody that they know from work, who I think now she lives in New York, like she doesn't live in Connecticut anymore, like was kind of dating him, like on and off dating him. And then like when he went on the show, basically like he kind of ghosted her. And she's not happy about that.
That doesn't seem like
him. But no, I don't think it's nefarious. I don't think this is tarnishing his name at all. I do not know this girl, but from the biased perspective of the men in my life, they say she's like a little much, and so I think that he's just using this kind of as his like out, you know, and sure. But that gives me hope that like him and Sierra are something real if like he's like no longer like responding to her, you know, like the door is closed.
Totally. Okay, that makes me feel
but
better.
I don't think it's anything bad. Like I don't think he like, yeah, I don't think he like did anything with ill intent.
The small clip of him and Sierra on a date, and he just couldn't stop sweating. It was so funny. Sierra was taking her menu. She's like, "You good?" She's like, "Yeah, just give me a second." It was so cute.
Precious.
It was so precious. Okay, good. Because the thought of him ghosting someone nefariously makes me so sad, because I think of these people, and we're like, oh my god, we love them. And then when there's a chink in the armor, I get really sad. Yeah. Which makes sense.
No, and
people
like again,
human,
he's a hot young thing in New York. Like, of course, he's like dating around. Like that to me does not make you a bad person. But then the fact that he's kind of like stopped communicating with this girl, who, no offense, nobody can compete with Sierra. Like, it's good to me that he like just kind of like shut that door. It's not even like he's being like wishy washy. And so that gives me hope that him and Sierra like maybe really come out the other end like together.
That would be so great. I just think they're so fun. They have so much fun together. It's just really nice to see. Really nice to see.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Sierra also has like the most perfect boobs on the planet. I'm sorry.
Everything about her is perfect.
She's a stunning, stunning specimen. And I'm sure smart beautiful. And independent and an amazing model and all these things. But whoa. Gorgeous woman. Gorgeous woman.
We're rooting for her.
Yeah, she also just seems cool. Like, I feel like if they let us in the summer house, we would be with Sierra and Paige all the time.
Yeah, because we're bed girls. We're going to just be like the bed sore girls, as they're called on Reddit.
We're bed girls. We lay down all the time. I'll find a better one, but I like that friend going around. But
yeah, no, like all weekend we were like, we really needed a camera crew for this fight that we got into, because it was such a like Kyle, Amanda, Carl, Lindsay fight. Like it was just, it would have been so funny if we had a camera crew.
Oh my god, I would give anything. Maybe you need to start putting a little camera in the car like they do. A little GoPro.
I know.
Just to catch whatever, you know?
You're right. I mean, we weren't driving, but in another person's car.
It took you so long to respond. You were like... You're right.
I was trying to picture the logistics of like how could I make this happen?
Do you guys really think she thought I was right? I've never seen someone less enthused about an idea in my life.
No, I'm here for it. I mean, I only think I would be entertained by our lives on TV. I don't think anyone else would be. I don't think it would actually be good TV, but
for the people that know you, I guess it would be funny.
Yeah. Friday would have been good TV.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I got.
That's all I got too. What are you going to do the rest of your Sunday? You're on a very different.
I
got to
go. I know. It's the JMU game started. I got to go watch our Dukes.
Go Dukes, beat Duke. Go Dukes.
You like not your Duke. Family like hates Duke.
Yeah,
right?
We hate Duke. So this is extra like we not only do we want the Dukes to win, we hate Duke. So if Duke loses, it's always a good day in my household. Sorry for all the Duke fans, but okay, well enjoy.
We love an underdog.
next time we pod, we'll be together. It makes my heart so happy.
Oh my gosh, it makes me so happy. Cannot
get ready
wait
for all the things. Also, did you listen to my voice memo?
When did you send it?
The other day. It was just about an idea that I want to do.
I don't remember it.
It's okay. It's, I think I sent it with something else, so it's like got, I sent it on Friday at 2 o'clock. Just listen to it later. It's just a little idea I had for something we could record.
I don't have anything.
Wait, seriously? It says delivered in blue. Let me try it again.
Friday at 3 o'clock, I sent you a voice memo. So was I responding?
At 3 o'clock?
It was about bringing somebody somewhere, right?
Was it? No. What? No.
Oh, no. You said yours was about an idea.
You voice memoed me about the 12th week of the year. Right? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So that voice memo was Friday at noon, and I said, OMG, you're so thoughtful, blah, blah, blah. And you said, gotta do some journaling for sure. Good idea for the weekend. And then the next text I send you is a voice memo, and you don't see that. This is really giving me trust issues with iMessage now. I'm gonna send it to you now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't see it.
Don't be sorry for something you never saw. It's not your fault.
But, you know, like, I love voice memos, but I am, like, notoriously, like, just listen to them much later because, like,
of course,
my job, I, like, can't do it. Or, like, then even when I come home, like, I'm around people and I don't know, like, I forget and stuff. But when I'm driving, I'm good at listening to them. So, okay, I will listen and I will respond. I'm so sorry that I did not see it.
Alex, don't apologize to me again for the rest
of
your life.
I'm going to do better.
I never want to hear sorry out of you. I just don't.
I'm gonna do better.
Put your sorries in a sack and stuff them away.
Is that a saying?
Yeah, my friend said it and I adopted it. Stuff your sorries in a sack because they're
Those sorries in a sack. I love that.
They're useless to me.
Stuff your sorries in a sack.
When you say sorry to me, it physically pains me because I like don't want you to be sorry ever. It's like,
I know. I'm working on this because, like, there's a fine line of, like, it's nice when people are sorry because that means, like, right, it's polite. But then also, like, we overuse it. And especially, I think, as females, we overuse it. And so then it, like, loses its meaning. So
it does.
It's finding that balance between the two. It's so hard for me.
You also just, unless some real shit went down, hot take, you don't have to apologize to your best friend. You could kick me in the face and I'd say thank you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I just don't want you to tell me I'm wrong. Like, you know I mean it. I don't want a sorry from you. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm going to send those in a sack. What was it? Stuff those in a sack.
Stuff your sorries in a sack.
And send them
to Santa.
I'm thinking of another S word. I couldn't do it. I needed you.
Stuff your sorries in a sack.
Send those sorries
in a sack.
Stuff those sorries in a sack and send them down to Santa.
At the south. No, he lives at the North Pole. Fuck. Send them to. How far could we take that? Send them to Santa at Soho House in Savannah. In September. In the middle of soccer season. It's not soccer season. Okay, I'm going to stop while I'm ahead.
Okay, I love.
Well, I love you. I can't wait for some FaceTime. Oh, Alex, you don't think our friendship is just the podcast now, right? Do you know what I mean?
I had this thought today. No, I had this thought today. I think we're in person. No. I like thought the same question that you're asking.
That's my fear. I don't want that.
No, I know. No, let's talk about it more offline. I think, like, it's not because, one, I like that it's holding us accountable to keep catching up. So, like, if anything, it's only good. However, there are things that we don't talk about on the pod that we also need to talk about. So we just have to, like, sometimes 100%. Talk when it's not being recorded, too. That's all. And I think this weekend, when we're together, we'll do both. So I'm not worried.
No,
I'm
not
worried for a second.
I agree. I feel like with the schedules, we're like, okay, when we can find an hour, we should pod. But the offline time is, like, more important to me.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I feel like it's a good balance. We got to just balance the offline and the online time.
You know what you got to do?
What?
Wash those worries down to Washington. And that's that on that.
That's all
I got.
Send that stress to the Sahara. That was funny.
No, that was so funny. So such funny.
Such a delayed laugh. I thought I bombed.
I'm sorry. No, it's the video.
Here's the thing also about the online time is we are not performing. Like there's nothing we would say differently. I mean, we might say names, dates, people, places,
yeah, that's
things.
It.
A little That's more it. Intimate details of certain things, obviously. But like, there's no yeah. part of me that feels like we do still catch up in this medium, and it's not performative at all. Like, I think you would know if it was, but I agree. Like, there is just such a difference between, it keeps us yeah. close, but the offline time is the glue. It's the glue.
No, honestly, it's the best thing that ever happened. No, it's the best thing that ever happened to those bitches because we can't talk as much shit about people like we kind of would do. And so really, it's like,
yeah,
we're doing everyone else a huge favor.
Yeah, this is kind of making us better people.
Yeah, you know? Like we're really saving a lot of people from us talking mm-hmm. shit about them because we can't when we're on the pod. And so everyone's Alex. Really lucky that we have this pod.
Guys, she's just kidding. She's just kidding. Take your stress down to the Sahara. She's just kidding, you guys. Try to do one more. Give me one more.
I was just trying to do one with joking.
Jog
those jokes to, is there, to Jacksonville.
I gotta jog those jokes to Jacksonville. Run.
I'm jogging those jokes to Jacksonville. Don't mind me.
Take that, what word with a T? Take that temptation and send it to Tampa.
Oh yeah, the temptation to talk shit about people. It's going to Tampa. We're not doing it anymore.
That gossip's got to go, and it's got to go straight to Georgia, Gainesville.
Yes, I was gonna say Georgia too. That's perfect.
We needed a kind of a hard G, so that's why I said Gainesville. This is so okay. funny. I can do this all day. But I won't. I'll stuff those sorries
in the sack.
Okay,
the title of the episode has to be Stuff Those Sorries in a Sack.
Good. And shout out to Katie Lynn, because that's her phrase. So it all started
Thank
with
you,
her.
Katie Lynn. Thank you for introducing credit. This into my life, because I'm going to be saying it constantly now.
Gotta give credit where credit's due. All right, well, I love you. I think that was necessary. I'm glad we talked about that a little bit. I'm excited to talk more offline. I love you more than anything. And go Dukes.
Love you. Go Dukes.
Bye.
Bye.